Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven, if so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Don't you love that statement?
Yes.
Mortality swallowed up of life. Yes. The life of God on the inside of us.
Yes.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident. We are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them with which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it's to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. The love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. He died for all, that they which should live not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. He didn't exist before that moment. But the moment that you accepted Jesus and you entered into this blood agreement between He and the Father, glory to God, you were recreated. The old thing, look. And old things passed away. That old nature, that old sin man, that old thing is dead and gone. Hallelujah. That's where you get the strength. The older your body becomes, not you, you don't get any older. You're renewed every day. But the older your body becomes, the more important it is to realize through the power of this covenant, and you know what you're called to do. I like what Brother Hagin said. He said, when you hear that I'm gone, you know I was satisfied. He was 86. I'm 85. Well, I'm not satisfied. Now, I'll just be truthful with you. I sure would like to go. Because there's some things over there I'd know, oh, Lord, oh, I want to get in on that. But I can't. I have an assignment. The Lord asked me if I would go that 120 on the word of faith, and then I asked him why. I said, yeah, I'd do it, but why? So he just started in. Were you as anointed when you were 30 as you were when you were 40? I said, well, no, because I was 40 when the Spirit of God, through Kenneth E. Hagin, separated me to the office of the prophet. He said, were you as anointed when you were 40 as you were when you was 50? I said, no. He just started taking me up 10 years. Well, thank God I could answer that. There was no 10-year period there that I was stagnant. I didn't realize that until he started asking me that question. But then, and he just kept taking me up. Then he said, Kenneth, I have anointings between 70 and 80. He said, I have anointings between 80 and 90, but not all that many, to preach the word of faith. He said, between 90 and 100, almost none. And from 95 up, it is not in the earth. I need the advancement of that anointing in order to fulfill the anointing of the prophet, and others will follow along, and we can develop the fullness of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, and we will go this thing together, and we'll see things happen in this earth that have never happened up till now. Hallelujah.
So be it. Amen.
That's what's behind it.
So be it.
I'm a covenant man, and I had an arrangement with the Most High God and His Son, Jesus Christ, whom I represent in the earth, and so do you. Amen. And you have a covenant with Him in the ministry to which He has called you. That's a covenant calling. And you can find all the way through the New Testament, there are certain things that will equip you for that office. And when you begin to realize, hey, this is company business. This is God and sons. This is family. Now you remember, there is a friend, put a capital F on that. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. It is a covenant friend. A covenant friend. Let's just praise Him and bless Him. In the book of James, 4th chapter, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even your lusts, the cross-reference says, pleasures that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, cannot obtain. You fight a war and you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Notice corrections, 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 correction, correction. This is covenant correction. Because He's about to tell us something. He's about to tell us something right here. But you have to go through this first. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity, covenant relationship with the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Yes. Submit yourself. Get over all this. Submit yourself, therefore. Step out of all that. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He's not done yet. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Glory to God. What did he just say? All right. Get rid of all this mess. Do what it takes. Go over there to 1 John and confess all these things and deal with it. Don't call it your problem. Call it by its nasty name. It's sin. I did it and I repent and I receive my forgiveness and my cleansing. God help me. You're my father, and I'm your child, and I receive it. Now, I submit myself to you and all this fleshy warring on, going on. I ask, and I don't have it because I don't ask, and then when I do ask, I mess it up. Oh, woe is me. No. Correct yourself. Now, we just got the direction to correct, and then the next direction was resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Yes, that's it.
Clean up and get right with God. Get the blood going, and in the name of Jesus, you stand on that covenant. All right. 1 John. All of these things, these are articles of the covenant.
Yes.
Present your case. 1 John, chapter 1. John deals with this in the first chapter. Verse 5, this is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. I wrote my notes down here. God is light, God is life, and God is love. In him is no darkness, in him is no death, and in him is no hate. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, parentheses, of his word and his covenant. Walk in that light. Praise God. As he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Here's the covenant part. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in it. Here is a exceeding great and precious promises. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate, we have an attorney with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That is an article of the covenant. And any man or any woman that will go write down those things in the book of James and just move right over there to the first chapter of 1 John and take care of that one. Move right over there to 1 John, the first chapter, and take care of that one. And move over and then take care of that one. Move over and take care of that one. When you get done with all that, I am cleansed, all in righteousness, glory to God. Now I can go back to Mark chapter 11, praise God. When I stand praying, forgive if I have aught against any. I'm ready. I believe I receive it, and I have it, and I take it. And I walk out of this place with it, glory to God. Because I have a blood-backed promise. Exceeding great and precious promises. 7,000, I think 7,140 of them. Let the word fight its own fight. Find you somebody that will agree, not hope. And get in agreement, a holy agreement. Yes. Bind the devil and loose the power of God in this situation. Yes. Jesus said it. Whatever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And again, I say unto you, any two of us. So he taught this before. And if you check it out, he was in his own home when he taught that. And he started out by taking a little child. Somebody brought their family in there that day. They just brought the little child in there and started talking about that. When we get to heaven, I want to see some of those children. And find out what happened to them in life that he laid his hands on and blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The covenants of God, the will of God in his covenants. When you see Jesus in action, you see the will of God that was produced by the first covenant. Jesus, in his speaking and in that last meal, the 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters of John, he never ever mentioned testament. This is the covenant in my blood. And he did things that night that shocked those Orthodox Jewish men. He picked up Messiah's cup. And he did everything. The linen napkins, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But this time, when he broke Jacob, he said, "This is my body broken for you." Amen. Changed heaven and earth. I give you a new commandment. Now, they were commandment minded. Everything was based on commandments. Everything, healing, deliverance, everything based on the commandments of the covenant. I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you, and all men shall know you're my disciples. They were not apostles yet. They will know you are my disciples by the way you love one another. Now, that's a commandment whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
And when you break it, it is trouble.
It's trouble. Amen. Sin.
mess your faith up. Amen. Be quick to repent. Put it up one more time in the Classic Amplified, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. And be, see there, hope for, hope is great. But it's the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as a real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And if Jesus said, it will be done of my Father which is in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. What? To carry out the agreement. He is there by His Spirit, and His angels are responsible for it.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, you better stand up. I'm... I am very, very aware of the covenant that I have with Gloria. But if I'm not careful, I don't think about it as a covenant. I said some things on Friday, the 13th day of April, 1962. I said some things. I wish there was a way it could have been recorded. If I could go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to it. Say, well, yeah. Glory to God. Say, come on, sweetheart. Let's just sit down here and listen to this again. You know, you and I stood there and said that. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And go back and listen to this thing. Now, if it's messed up, deal with it in repentance and in those things. Don't let there be any bad things hang on. Settle those. Settle them in your own heart, where you don't carry anything, any kind of hurt. Well, you don't know what He did to me. No, but I know what Jesus did for you. And you have a covenant with God that's stronger than that marriage covenant. Because men can annul that, but you can't annul this covenant. It's in blood. It is in blood. Amen.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
In a world where life is uncertain and changing daily, you need an unshakable confidence to stand strong. God made a covenant by blood to make His strength, power, and wisdom available to you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Covenant Made by Blood, contains 6 messages which will help you understand the depth of the covenant connection God has with you. It'll give you the ability to build a solid foundation of peace and security. This KCM foundational teaching series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide, which will unpack the revelation that you are backed by a big God and therefore cannot fail. Each of these powerful messages will unpack the revelation of our covenant. Devote time each day and listen to these impactful messages. Set your course with God's promises for what's ahead. Establish your heart on an unbreakable bond, which gives you confidence to live a life with boldness. Receive the powerful blessings of God's covenant for you. God's covenant with you is His greatest act of love. Request your free Covenant Made by Blood package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Gain deeper insight into the finished work of God's covenant through Jesus Christ. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. KCM has a staff of licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word of God who are ready to pray in faith with you. So if you need prayer, call our prayer line. And when you call, they will pray scriptures over your situation. Brother Copeland said today that God is life, light, and love. You know, there are 7,140 promises in the Bible. Take hold of those promises and stand in faith for your breakthrough. We have prayer ministers in all of our KCM offices around the world. So go to kcm.org for the phone number of the office nearest you. The Sacramento Victory Campaign starts today and goes through Saturday, May 14th at Family Community Church in North Highlands, California. So if you're in the area, I want to invite you to this free event. Brother Copeland will kick off the meeting tonight. Then we will have Increase Day tomorrow and Healing School on Saturday morning. Set aside these 3 days and be refreshed in your spirit as you build your faith. Pastors George and Terry Pearsons will also be there preaching and teaching the Word. You can watch these services live online by going to kcm.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. Brother Copeland concludes his message with Insight in God, the Covenant, and the Contradiction. It all leads to victory in Jesus. This is Duane Munoz saying God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.